This is our continuing coverage in the trial of Shanda Vander Ark, a twisted story of a mother who depraved her own child of food until the point of death, even employing her oldest son in this torturous charade. We now take you to the courtroom for our continuing coverage.
Please also have some decent clothes on in case I need you to bring a little man out. I'm hoping Grammy does not meet me there. It looks like it will be close. He said, okay. Said, I will tell you when to take him outside to wait for her. Just please make sure she doesn't leave until after I get there. I haven't been away from Gabriel at night since this all started, and I wanted to give him a hug and kiss before he goes. Okay. Go ahead and go outside and wait for her. It shouldn't be more than a few minutes before she gets there. Just please don't let her leave until after I get there. She is almost there. Are y'all outside? I would like a response to that message. Question mark. You might need to make Timothy stand with his nose, it says, of against the front door on the inside. Please tell me that you and the child are outside. Seriously, no response. I am almost there, and I am more than a little upset at the moment.
You're upset because at that point you don't know whether or not she's going to come into the house, aren't you?
I was upset because I wasn't getting a response. That drives me crazy. It's a pet peeve. I hate not getting a response via text message.
Right, so you better have my child standing outside so his grandmother doesn't go inside. And oh, by the way, put my other child up against the front door with his nose against the wall, right?
Because he was in trouble for something. I mean, I don't know what happened before that exchange.
What would he do to get punished to have him make sure he's standing against the wall with his nose against the door?
That was one of the punishments. We'd make him stand against the wall with his nose. And the reason I had it against the door is because I didn't want him getting into anything. That way Paul had a better ability to monitor.
4123. Remember, we're not saying your younger son's name.
Yes. When you get home, please make sure G's face is not a mess and he isn't filthy dirty, and then please get socks and shoes on him and his headphone case in his backpack, and maybe his blue headphones as well. Okay. Also, please watch him, but please have Timothy get those two pumpkins off the front porch and into the trash can before Grammy gets there. Grammy isn't supposed to get there till 6:15, but she was early last time, so she might do that again. I hope not. Remember to bang loudly on the door 3 times, please. I will let Timothy know to listen from here, for you here, in the next few minutes. And Grammy may just beat me there again, which doesn't make me happy, but anyway. If she does, do not let her in the house this time. Okay. Work was fun. I accidentally scratched my palm with a knife opening a bag and then cut my elbow from banging my funny bone on a metal carton.
That was Paul's response back to you.
Yeah, that was his.
So that's 3 text exchange all within a couple of weeks of each other where you are absolutely consistent that the boy's grandmother, G's grandmother, not come into the house. Right?
Yes, sir.
To the point where you're tracking her phone while you're driving home from work. Right?
Yes, sir, I did. I only tracked it when I was stopped. I wouldn't do that while I was driving, but.
Now, Mr. Johnson asked you about the leg irons. Do you recall that?
Yes, sir.
And you said that those were Timothy's leg irons, correct? Oh, no, I'm sorry, that they were. Your testimony here today was that those were ordered by Paul and Paul would use those on Legos, correct?
Yes, sir. Actually, I don't think I testified about the Legos. I know that they were Paul's purchase. I don't think I actually testified about the Legos. I think that was a conversation with police.
Well, I'll leave the jury to their recollection of that, but I remember you saying Legos, and I'm not ashamed to admit the fact that I'm actually a fan of Legos, too, so that's why it stuck out in my mind that you just said it earlier today. But to be clear, your testimony is those were Paul's, those were never used on Timothy, right?
As far as I know, yes, sir.
Let's look at that top text message, 5460. These top 2 text messages. Again, the blue is you.
The Wisely transaction is handcuffs and leg cuffs for Timothy from Amazon. Figured it would be okay to get those right away till we can talk about the sensors and stuff. If not, please say so and can cancel the order.
Okay.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that message?
No, sir, I don't.
Wow. You really do have some memory problems, don't you?
Yes, sir. That's common with PTSD. Yeah.
Page 5829, if you could read that last text there at the bottom and then continues on to the next page.
He has moved around, so he got the cuffs in front of him instead of behind him.
Go ahead and flip the page and read the next one.
I put the cuffs back behind him. I will have to deal with less than 2 hours of sleep today, but not letting him get away with this BS.
I put the cuffs back behind him. That is your text message.
Yes, sir.
So you use handcuffs on Timothy?
I don't remember, honestly.
Don't remember using?
No, sir.
And you said that the transaction, the Wisely transaction, was the leg cuffs and handcuffs for Timothy. That was your text message.
That's what the message said.
Is that the I don't know as well? You don't remember that one either?
There, between the time of the stroke and Timothy's passing, I don't remember a heck of a lot.
But somehow you can remember when the police ask you about the leg irons and the cuffs, you say those were for Paul for a TikTok video, right?
I think that's what I told
them. That's what you told the police?
Yes.
So you don't remember things, but you have the wherewithal to make it look like, no, those don't involve Timothy, those were Paul. It's pretty self-serving, isn't it?
Argumentative.
I'll draw the last part. You had the wherewithal to say that the cuffs that they found belonged to Paul when your text message indicates they were actually for Timothy, right?
Apparently, yes, sir.
Mr. Johnson asked you about the zip ties. Remember?
Yes, sir.
Did you ever use zip ties on Timothy?
To attach the personal sensor.
Okay.
And then I remember hearing about a conversation about them, yes, on text. I don't remember it, but I remember hearing about it when it was read.
You remember hearing about a conversation? Did that make you stop and go, oh my goodness, we can't be putting Timothy in zip ties?
Yes, I mean, that's what I thought here. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Sure, okay. Well, then this, if you care to read the bottom of 4227, that's Paul's message to you.
This is from earlier. He just won't listen or does something I didn't tell him. He could. He just tried claiming his zip cuffs were too tight when I didn't even tighten them to where there's no room for his wrists.
This is your response now.
Yeah, leave them as they are, and I will check them when I get home, and you can tell him that. And if he lied about that, he gets himself in even more trouble. You want me to keep going?
No, that's fine. Leave them as they are, and I will check them when I get home. You want to revise your earlier answer to the question when you said that you would have said, oh, no, don't use zip cuffs on Timothy?
I don't recall that, sir. I'm sorry.
Don't recall that either?
No, sir.
Okay. You seem to be having a lot of difficulty in when it comes to the text messages that are talking about the things that you either did or want done to Timothy. Is that where the memory issues kick in for you?
It's most of what happened. It's not just text messages. And it doesn't just involve him. It's the events of the whole 6 months are...
So if all the other text messages that are just about, you know, hey, how's your day going, or get your bike tire fixed, all those types of things, those are all clarity moments, right?
I don't know if I remember. I mean, if you showed me, I don't know if I'd remember them or not, honestly. We sent a lot of text messages.
No, but I guess that was a clumsy way of asking that question. You're certainly capable of engaging in a conversation with Paul that's not about anything for Timothy, right?
I mean, I would assume so. As far as memory goes, my memory of those is not.
We'll just see what your explanation is for this. So this is 5785. This is June 21st of 2022. This is a week or so after that picture, and we'll get to the picture in a minute that you say that you never saw. Go ahead and read your text message to Paul.
Four with hot sauce that he has to eat, and he has allowed another four without, it says house sauce. But he has to do the hot sauce one first, and then set a timer for 30 minutes before he can eat the others.
What time is that sent?
8:05 p.m.
To the second, please.
18.
Okay. What's your next text message?
8:05:47.
30 seconds or so later.
Yes, sir. I was using Siri because
yep.
I was driving.
Yep.
You could tell by the issues with the text message.
Sure.
I found enough in change to get Gabriel some chicken nuggets and french fries from Burger King. It's like $3 total, so we will be home as soon as I do that.
Do you remember sending the hot sauce text?
I don't remember sending either one of these texts, sir.
Don't remember sending either one of those?
No, sir, I don't.
But you can process that Timothy needs to eat some bread with hot sauce on it, but you scrounged up enough change to make sure that G gets some chicken nuggets and fries. within 30 seconds. Processing that all in your mind. Sending it all out in a text message, right?
Apparently, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, he's serious.
Let's talk about the photograph. It's... People's 36A. Mr. Johnson asked you about it, so if you remembered the text exchange, including the photograph of Timothy, right?
Yes, sir.
And the jury's seen that a couple of times. I don't think they need to see it again right now. Let's go ahead and read the exchange there, starting with the message that Paul sent to you with the photograph.
Timothy tried to sneak food. I yelled at him, and then he became momentarily unresponsive, and then I saw this. He's bone thin, Mama. I think we need to actually feed him.
Okay. And what's your response to that?
I said, Kay, give him bread, please. And then I said, I hear you. Give PB sandwiches and water. You want me to keep going?
Yeah.
Okay. The unresponsiveness is probably fake, but I see what you mean.
Okay. And go ahead and move to the next page.
Also, it's no wonder he's hardly capable of standing.
Then that's the one with photographs of his legs, right?
Yeah, and then I said, I'm in court.
So is it really your testimony that you never saw that photograph?
I do not recall seeing it. I feel like I want to throw up.
You don't recall seeing the photograph, right?
No, sir.
The unresponsiveness is probably fake, but I see what you mean. You literally use the word see in your text message. About see what you mean. But your testimony today is, I didn't look at the photograph. I didn't see the photograph.
Yes, sir. It's a phrase that you use.
It's a phrase that you use? I see what you mean?
Yes, sir.
Isn't that usually when you see the things that the people are talking about?
Sometimes.
I'm wondering why your response to your son saying that your other child is bone thin and needs to eat, actually feed him. That's the phrase. Actually feed him. Right?
That's what he said, yes, sir.
Right. And your response to that is, Kay, give him bread, please, or bread with peanut butter. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
If he's that hungry, yeah, make him some chicken nuggets, make him some pizza, make him some pizza rolls, make him any one of a dozen or so things that were in your freezer or your refrigerator, any of that. But that wasn't your response, was it?
No, sir. I was in court. I just was scrambling for an answer.
You were in court, but you were able to send 1, 2, 3 text messages before you said you're in court, right?
Yes, sir.
And the first answer you could come up with to feed your child was give him bread?
I don't remember what I was thinking at the time, sir. I just know that I was distracted because I was in the middle of stuff with court.
But not so distracted that you can say, well, the unresponsiveness is probably fake, but I see what you mean.
Like, I don't know what was going on when that was sent. I honestly don't.
Mr. Johnson asked you about the hot sauce that you ordered, and we saw the bottles of hot sauce. Those weren't just ordered from Meijer, were they?
No.
You had to special order those, didn't you?
On Amazon, yes, sir.
I think you said the reason that you couldn't just get those from Meijer for your grocery delivery things is because they just didn't have hot sauce, right?
No, they didn't have that type of hot sauce.
That type of hot sauce?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How did you conclude that that was the type of hot sauce that Timothy, how do I put this, both loved and got to be used as a punishment?
Because the hot sauce that I had and the ones that I could access on the apps, he loved those hot sauces, so.
So you had to go out of your way to find one even hotter, one that he didn't like?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And the hot sauce started as Paul's idea?
Yes, sir.
How do you come up with the idea to do hot sauce if Timothy likes hot sauce?
Well, he said that he'd read something, if I remember correctly. The conversation's not, it's vague at best, but from what I remember, he'd said something about, he'd read something about something really hot, some new something. He's like, oh, this might be an idea to do it with a sauce that he doesn't like.
So you tested out other hot sauces before you got to that point, and because he didn't react, you figured, let's just keep increasing the heat? Is that it?
No, I don't remember how many I ordered, but I just went with something that was hotter than what I could get.
So you tried to punish him with a lower hot sauce, but he doesn't respond. So then you increase how hot it is, right?
I didn't try with the lower because I already knew he liked the lower hot sauce.
So how did it even occur to you to be a punishment for him to find one even hotter then? How is that even a punishment if he likes hot sauce? He never liked even the hot sauce, did he?
Huh? Yes, he did. He ate spicy food.
You heard Paul's testimony yesterday.
I did.
And you heard him say that he never wanted to eat those slices of bread with the hot sauce on it, didn't you? You heard that testimony.
That's what I heard him say, yes.
And your response to that in a lot of these text messages was make sure you use even more hot sauce than you did before, right?
If that's what you say the text messages say.
Well, you just read the one that said he can have four, and then he can wait 30 minutes, and then he can have some without hot sauce on it. You read that one, right?
Yes, sir.
But again, you don't remember sending that text message.
No, sir.
But aliens didn't take a hold of your phone and take over your body or anything like that, did they?
No, sir.
No. Mr. Johnson didn't ask you, so I'll just go ahead and ask you. You used a number of other physical methods of punishing Timothy, didn't you?
Defined number.
Yeah, okay, fine. Two. You made him do wall sits.
One time, and that was Paul's suggestion as well. He said, oh, this used to drive me crazy. I guess he said that Paul said that his dad and stepmom had used that as a punishment with him, and so we decided to give it a try, and Timothy could have cared less.
He what? He could not have cared less?
No.
So being made to stand as if there's no support under your legs, he was okay to do that?
I mean...
How long did you have him do it for?
A couple of minutes.
A couple of minutes?
Yes, sir.
When was that?
I don't remember, honestly.
And running the stairs?
Yes, sir.
You had him do that a lot, didn't you?
I wouldn't say a lot. It was some.
In fact, there's one text exchange in here where you talk about make sure that he does it a lot, even if it's raining and cold outside, right?
That's what the text says, yes, sir.
And Paul talks about doing it chasing style at one point, where he chases him up and down the stairs, right?
Yes, sir.
And the stairs we're talking about are outside.
Yes, sir.
They're not inside.
No, they're out back.
So cold, rainy, yep, go run the stairs outside. What did he do? What was the awful crime he had done to warrant doing that?
I don't remember, sir.
Direction to page 6011. Bottom text.
I wonder how it would feel to have that hot sauce on your private parts. I'm not saying touch them there, not at all, but dripping a little bit there, is that horrible?
Did you have to ask that question?
I wouldn't think so. I don't remember that. I can't even imagine saying that.
But you did.
I know, but I can't even imagine it.
About your child. Right? Who at that point was in the middle of an ice bath and it lasted at least 2.5 hours at that point, right?
What, are you asking if I said that?
I'm asking you if you said that when your child was in an ice bath for 2.5 hours at that point in time, because this is 4:25 in the afternoon and you're watching on the camera from work and texting with Paul about what he's supposed to be doing with him in the tub. Right?
I mean, if that's what was... I don't remember. If that's what it says, I'm not arguing that. I'm not trying to argue that. I'm just saying I don't know.
It just popped in your head today? Yeah, I wonder what hot sauce on your private parts would be like. That.
I have no idea where it came from. I have no idea.
Did you ever try that hot sauce?
No, I don't like food as spicy as Timothy.
Okay.
About the hottest I can handle is jalapeno cheddar Cheetos.
I'm with you there. I can't handle hot sauce either. So you never even, but administering it as a punishment multiple times, you thought was okay without even trying it yourself first.
Yes, sir. I have a very weak stomach, and so I didn't want to throw up.
Let's talk about the ice maker for a second. People's 31 and People's 32.
Yes, sir.
You recognize that as the ice maker?
Yes, sir. It's the countertop ice maker.
Right. You said it makes about a cup and a half of ice?
Yes,
is that
sir.
Right? This is a cup and a half of ice in your mind?
No, I've measured it. I actually used it to, you can get, I don't know if you've ever had a frappe from McDonald's, but Walmart sells a powder mix. that you add milk and ice to. And it's really good, and it's only like $1 instead of $3 at McDonald's. And so that it calls for some reason, I want to say it actually calls for more than a cup and a half, but that's all I can get at. But yes, that's in a measuring cup, like a sitting up measuring cup, it's a cup and a half. That's all it does.
And I think your testimony earlier was you didn't know that ice was being used. Is that right?
As far as
in the cold baths.
Not unless it was specified. I mean, there was sometimes where it said cold and sometimes where it said ice. I didn't know it was being used. Okay. It was if it was cold, it was supposed to be just cold.
But all you would use would be the ice that you get out of the ice maker. You wouldn't make any more ice and put it away and store it up so we could have extra for the next day, would you?
Not that I remember ever doing, no.
Okay. Page 5823. Those are all your text messages.
Oh yeah, I know, but I wasn't nice tonight either. Made me feel horrible, but no way was he getting away with that crap. Let him know that if he tries to sleep at all, he'll get another ice bath sometime before you leave for work and another when I get home. And I said, might want to toss the ice that is made into some Ziploc bags in the freezer tomorrow for if we need a bunch more.
You want to change your earlier answer?
No, because we never did it. Not that I mean, you can ask Paul, you can recall him, but I don't remember ever tossing it.
But your suggestion to him was, hey, we need to be ready to make more ice and using the ice baths, right?
That's what the text message said, but we never saved the ice.
So that was your intention, was to have a backup plan if you needed to have more ice, right?
That's what the text says.
And that was June 27th. That was about a week before Timothy died, right?
Yes, sir.
And that's about 2 weeks after you were sent the text message with the picture that you didn't see.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Roberts?
Yes, sir.
Sidebar, please.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, as much as I used to do this in private practice, so it was always tough to take breaks during examination, but as much as I hate to do it, I think it's a good time for a break right now. We've gone over an hour and 45 minutes, so we're going to take a little bit shorter than 15-minute break, and come back at 3:30.
Treat one of the exhibits
for you. Oh, thank you. All right. So we'll see you back in about 15 minutes. Please rise. Be seated. Anything for the record before we break, Mr. Roberts?
No.
Mr. Johnson?
No, sir. Thank you.
Well, we are in recess. We're back on the record in 23110FC, People versus Shonda Vander Ark. This jury is secure in the jury room. Anything before we bring him out, Mr. Roberts?
No.
Mr. Johnson?
No, sir. Thank
all right. Please rise.
Bless you.
You may be seated.
Thank you. Ms. Van Der Ark, I think we're just finishing up. I was just talking about the ice bath with you. And again, your text was, let him know that if he tries to sleep at all, he'll get another ice bath sometime before you leave for work and another when I get home. So let's break apart that sentence for just a moment if we can. And that was on March 27th. Right, so yeah, about 9 days or so before Timothy passes away. Let him know that if he tries to sleep at all, let's start there. This is at 3 o'clock in the morning. You're saying he is not allowed to go to sleep, right?
Yes, sir.
So 3 o'clock in the morning, your 15-year-old child is not allowed to be sleeping. And if he does, he gets an ice bath, right?
Yes, sir.
And he'll get another ice bath, i.e. there's already been an ice bath prior to this text being sent, correct?
No, sir. That was, it would be one and then another, is what it says.
Okay, well, let me read it again and make sure maybe I misread it. Let him know that if he tries to sleep at all, he'll get another ice bath sometime before you leave for work and another when I get home. There's two anothers in there, isn't there?
Yes, sir.
The first another refers to the first ice bath. In other words, there's already been an ice bath, right?
I mean, I don't know. I'm not questioning the what's in the text, but I don't know.
Okay. And then sometime before Paul leaves work, he'll get another ice bath, and then another one when you get home. So two ice baths, in addition to the one he's already had, right?
If that's what it says.
And that's for the crime of sleeping.
I don't know what the original, whatever happened before that.
But you know what it was to get him to not do another one, right?
Yes, sir.
Let him know that if he tries to sleep at all.
That's what it says, yes, sir.
Yeah. Might want to toss the ice that is made into some Ziploc bags in the freezer tomorrow for if we need a bunch more. I think that kind of speaks for itself. We'll move on. Let me show you an exchange from May 9th, 2022. This is pages 5347. Give me just a second. I apologize. Okay, start at page 5340, and this is from May 9th. I don't think you need to read the top one. That's Paul's message. Go ahead and start reading there. From May 9th, 2022.
What is dawdling anyway? Please make sure Timothy goes into his room with the alarm on when you leave. I should be home not too long after you go, as long as you before you go. And please let me know where you put the alarm when you leave.
All right, let me stop you right there. This is May 9th. And again, you're referring to an alarm, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
This
go
is,
ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I know what that's referring to.
Let's keep going.
Okay. KK, thanks. YW, you're welcome. I logged out of that for you, but you will not be allowed to have any devices tomorrow before work unless you manage to get everything done I assign to M standards, which will not be easy. Not sure what part of Timothy going nowhere but the bathroom without being watched closely, but he stole a bunch more of the Easter basket today and hid the wrappers behind the washer and dryer because he obviously wasn't washed as he should have been.
Okay, so at this point on May 9th, you're saying that Timothy needs to be watched if he goes everywhere except for the bathroom, right?
He needs to be watched, yes, sir.
For committing the crime of what?
We had a combined Easter basket that year, and so I had divvied it out between everybody, and he stole some that was Gabriel's cheese, and I don't know if it was Paul's or mine, but he'd already had his portion of it.
So taking candy from an Easter basket means that he gets watched and can't have any privacy anywhere except the bathroom, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, keep going.
It was a star. What part of watching Timothy closely was unclear? Sheesh.
Let me stop you right there. What part of watching Timothy was unclear? Why was it that you believed at that point that Paul wasn't watching Timothy?
I was correcting. It's the little star. I was correcting what, where was it? Usually, if I use the star like that, it was for, to correct something that Siri messed up or something I messed up. I'm not sure. I've only got these messages. I'm not sure.
Okay, but the part that you read there said what again?
What part of watching Timothy closely was unclear? Sheesh.
Okay, so you were upset at that point that Paul wasn't watching Timothy closely enough, correct?
Yes, sir.
And the only way you would know that Paul wasn't watching Timothy closely enough is if you were also watching Timothy closely enough, correct?
I don't know at that point. I don't know if somehow I found out about the Easter basket. Hold on. Okay, yeah, this was, we must have been at a baseball game. It was 6:20 p.m., 6:43 p.m. So, yeah, I must have been watching him from.
So you're at a baseball game for G, and you're watching
checking
Timothy
on,
and
yes.
Paul to make sure Paul's watching Timothy closely enough. Correct?
Yes, sir.
Do you remember all this text exchange?
No, sir, I don't.
You don't remember this at all?
No.
Okay, go ahead. Keep reading.
Okay, there's no way that was today, Mama. Don't blame me.
That's Paul, right?
Yes, sir. Okay. He literally never had the opportunity to steal anything. I made sure of that.
Now, your response to that is?
When he was putting clothes on my bed, he did actually. And watch, it's ye tone with me. Should have been the, not ye.
Right. So you knew that Timothy had done something when he was putting clothes away?
Yes,
right?
Sir.
And the only way you would know that is by monitoring the cameras, right?
Yes, sir. I never gave him permission to even set foot in your room. I swear he must have done it when I went to the bathroom.
Okay, keep going.
He's trying to get me in trouble here,
this
Mom.
This is all Paul, right?
Yeah, this is Paul. Okay. And I told him to go to his room when I did. I brought him downstairs with me so his sneaky butt escaped. I watched him go into his room.
And what's your response there?
He said he never asked, but I've mentioned before you need to take him downstairs when you go to the bathroom so he can't escape.
All right,
yes.
I think we can stop there.
You don't remember sending these text messages?
No, sir.
No memory from this time period?
No, sir.
Because of all the blackouts, all the tunnel vision, all the PTSD, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. He said he never asked, but I've mentioned before you need to take him downstairs when you go to the bathroom so he can't escape. That was what you said, though, right?
Yes, sir.
You actually used the phrase escape in relation to your 15-year-old child.
Apparently, yes, sir.
As if he was some prisoner.
No, sir.
Well, who else needs to escape but a prisoner? I'll withdraw that. May 9th, right?
That's what it said.
You don't remember that at all?
No, sir.
When was Mother's Day 2022?
I don't remember, honestly.
If I told you it was May 8th, would you have reason to doubt that?
No, sir, not at all. I believe you.
Mr. Johnson was asking you, and you were very eager to tell him about something that you remembered happening on sometime just after Mother's Day, right?
Correct.
That Timothy got on a scale and weighed 108 pounds.
104.
104 pounds. I'm sorry. I'm glad you corrected me. I wrote it down as 104 pounds, right? It's amazing your memory is that good that you can remember what your son weighed sometime after May 8th, but you can't remember talking about having him escape. Would you care to explain that to the jury?
Yes, sir. That happened with the PTSD, with everything else that was going on. I would, especially when I got stressed, it would, the tunnel vision, and I mean, I can't, for lack of a better term, blacking out. Pretty much any time my stress level went up, and it wasn't up that day that we did the weigh the dog.
So you can't remember all of these text messages about the ice baths and the hot sauce and the zip ties and the handcuffs, but you remember over 18 months ago that your son weighed 108 pounds sometime after Mother's Day of 2022, correct?
104, yes, sir.
104.
You got
it down. You're right. 104 pounds.
Well, he made a comment that just things like that will stick out to me sometimes. And when he couldn't pick the dog up, bear in mind, this is a service dog in training, so he's used to getting commands. And Timothy, I remember he put his hands on his hips and looked at Sharma and said, next time you get to pick me up. And the dog tilted his head like, I don't understand that command. And it just, that struck me. It sticks in my head. I don't know why, but that sticks in my head.
What day was it?
I don't know what day of the week it was, sir. It was during the week.
But how long after Mother's Day was it then?
I don't remember, sir. I know, the reason I know it was after Mother's Day is because my mother-in-law, for probably the last 4 or 5 years, as a Mother's Day gift, has given me cherry tomato plants and then miniature cucumber plants, and I keep them in like plant bags. I normally have a black thumb, I admit it, but I've managed to keep these alive pretty well. And I had just, when I came upstairs to weigh the dog, I had just gone downstairs and checked on my plants. So the plants were outside then, so I know it was after Mother's Day, I just don't know when.
Plants never missed a feeding then, did they?
Objection, Your Honor, are you mad at it?
What's argumentative about it? She's proud of herself
and
she's a plant
alive. Mr. Roberts, it's an irrelevant question. So, sustain.
So your testimony is Timothy weighed 104 pounds sometime after May 9th, correct?
Yes, sir.
That doesn't look anything like 104 pounds, does it?
No, sir.
And that's not even a month, that's barely a month after May 9th, isn't it?
Yes, sir. I lose weight very quickly. I'm assuming he got that from me.
And again, the response to this was give him bread, right?
If that's what the text message says, yes, sir.
Mr. Johnson asked you about the some text messages back and forth between you and Paul during the ice bath the last day, the day before Timothy died. And you were observing that ice bath from work, right?
I glanced in on it. I wasn't observing the whole time. I couldn't.
You weren't observing the entire time?
Not the entire time. I glanced in on it.
Whenever you'd send a text message, you were also looking at the camera, weren't you?
No. I wanted Paul to think I was.
And Mr. Johnson asked you if you remember the text about, honestly, tell me if you think this is all fake. Remember that?
Vaguely.
You vaguely remember that text?
Yes, sir.
So you can remember the text where it tries to provide you with a defense to this, but you can't remember any of the horrible things that you did to Timothy. Is that your testimony here today?
I don't have any control over what I can remember and what I don't, sir.
You recall Paul's testimony yesterday about what he did in response to that photograph that he sent you and about saying we really need to feed him, Mama? I think we actually need to feed him, I believe, is the actual text.
Yes, sir. I remember his testimony.
And what was his testimony?
That he gave him peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and I guess he cooked him some eggs.
That was the first time you'd heard about that, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
And that was not his instructions, was it?
No, sir, but that was fine. I had no problem with that.
Well, why didn't you just tell him to make him some eggs in the first place, then?
Because I didn't think of it. I was in the middle of something.
I think we actually need to start feeding him, and the only thing you can come up with, instead of Paul thinking to give him scrambled eggs, is give him some bread. That's all you could think of.
I was in the middle of something. I wouldn't have thought of eggs anyway, not in the middle of the day.
You said that you would, the punishments, and I guess this 3 o'clock in the morning one about not letting him sleep or he gets an ice bath, so he's got to be awake at 3 o'clock in the morning, you said that was because he would keep you guys up in the middle of the night or wake you up in the middle of the night?
Yes. Yes, sir.
You did really well on the logic and reasoning portion of the LSAT exam. Can you explain the reasoning behind keeping somebody awake when they're keeping you awake?
To show them how it feels.
But they're already awake, aren't they?
It made sense to me, sir. That's, now that you ask it, but it doesn't seem to make sense, but it made sense to me at the time.
You didn't actually mean that as punishment. That was just out of spite. You were just angry with Timothy for keeping you awake, weren't you?
No, it was meant as a punishment, sir.
But it's also a punishment for yourself because you have to stay awake as well, don't you?
I don't sleep much anyway, but yes, sir.
Or Paul has to stay awake, right?
Yes, sir. Paul's an insomniac as well.
You testified that you gave Timothy a warm bath the night before he passed away, that last night, July 5th. Do you recall that?
Yes, sir.
That was the first time you've told anybody connected to this case that you'd done that, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
You never told the police officers you did that, did you?
No, sir.
I imagine a warm bath sounds just what it sounds like, right? You got him, you took him to the bath, you brewed a warm bath for him, and you put him in the bathtub, right?
Yes, sir.
This is hours before he dies, right?
Yes, sir.
He looked like that when you put him in the bathtub?
I'm sorry. Gotta
make me a moment.
Ms. Vanderhoff, do we have a trash can?
I did. I placed a trash can.
You did? Yeah. Would you like the jury to remove? Right. Please rise.
No.
recess.
There's more to come in the trial of Shanda Vander Ark. Here from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Stay with us.